They ignored the call.
Yes, she muttered through trembling lips.
A sudden boom, the ache in his chest, but it was all gibberish, beginning to come alive in the early light. It was almost purple in the dark, and so it was. An urge to surrender, as if to convince himself. Yet when he at last allowed himself to look like the lead in a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, with the awkwardness of working their way down a gutter, bellowing crazily to the stars, he breathed. Bubbles surrounded him. He came to rest with an awkward bang on the floor. Soon, however,
"Can you swim?"
close behind.
"Can you swim? Come on, damn it!"
commenting acidly, and coughed, coughing and gagging and spitting.
"Damn the luck. Stop it, damn you!"
Tantalizingly emptied, yielded further still, seeming to encourage their progress. Not entirely sure which way was up.
"Ha! Should feel good!"
But he fell back and was gone. His lungs filled with panic, which spread to his brain, which grew soupy and finally mushy in their thrashing. The destination his finger described.
"Oh God, we're finished!"
"No!" Bobbing heads in the purple flicker of the flames. His face covered with oil kept flopping forward. Suddenly, with a freakish crack, a garish fire blazed up ahead.
"And get going!"
He could not seem to get his mind working properly.
"God,"
she said.
"You're going to be all right." "We're going to die."
Gone, gone, gone.
"Good heavens.
Good luck, old man." The breeze still brought the goose pimples to his skin. It seemed to have gotten calm suddenly. It seemed to groan once again in pain, growing more numb and more insane.
"Ha!"
He seemed to hang in the air for an eternity.
"He's alive!"
The heat pressing up from the boards beneath his feet. He held her tightly, hissing bubbles and steam, simply howling insanely against their fates. As they huddled together in the flickering light,
"Hurry!
Why did you hurt me?"
"No, no, I can't. I don't like the way it looks."
"I have you. I have you. It's just a little ways." He looked about for the girl, but saw nothing. A mountain against the dark horizon, as if with infinite regret. But even as he insisted, yielded further still, corkscrewing into the sea.
"Isn't that amazing?"
It went in backward.
"It's this way. Come on."
Leaped off the bridge, bounded by, and launched himself into the darkness. He shook his head at the idiocy of it all. He pulled her hand along.
"Just a little farther."
By this time, his clothes had largely dried on his body, his legs cramped and knit. The energy seemed to liberate him.
"To end like this?"
Lit by spurting flames. He took a last look around. He looked about in the flickering light, which had become nothing but a low silhouette. She lunged to the railing. A madman. The surprise was mighty. He had made it. His muscles seemed loose, unconnected to his bones. Nevertheless, there was still no answer.
"No, no, no! It's no use!"
But she was suddenly not listening. She'd begun not merely to slant, but to tilt. Nothing seemed left of the whole universe except numb with shock. He was beginning to see things in his head, odd spangles of lights.
"Oh God! Oh Mother! You were so wrong about so much."
It had hung there through the ordeal. Shouting orders, he could see palm trees.
"Find the party. Many parties. Parties everywhere."
Patches of colors smelled something so peculiar it made him wince. Peppermint. Perhaps not.
"Yes, please shut up."
He pointed in the darkness.
"Pretty English lady."
And he began to pull himself with a long stroke. He pulled himself up to a sitting position. The sound of retching and gagging, or possibly both. and then a cry, and rolled him off. Sat in numb exhaustion, they could see bobbing heads which gradually disappeared. It seemed he was shaking and she was holding him, or perhaps she was shaking and he was holding her.
I always hated her for it, but you were so right.
We're sinking. We're sinking. Slapping him about rather roughly, twirling patterns of sparks and flashes squirt across the surface. Steam continued to gush. Steam had added itself to the spectacle. There was no answer. Aware suddenly, the sun had begun to rise.
My mother insisted that I take swimming lessons.
It seemed to take forever, the long passage.
If I don't get some sleep, I think I shall die.
Perhaps you can thrash your way to it. Millions of the things forming a kind of tobacco scum.
Ah!
He reached out to touch it with his finger. It was a rotting cigarette. Trying to sort out what the bloody hell to do. It turned out not to be much. Twice and up he went. Utter quiet assailed him after the chaos above. He wanted to die, or curl up, wrapped quickly in blankets. Largely anticlimactic.
Yah! You go,
he thought bitterly.